find and review with Wines Direct, breaking the mold of traditional wine retailers with their own unique flair, genuine passion and enthusiasm. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
And you brought three bottles today. I'm never going to be able to do this interview at 11:30, am I?
No, I'm very excited to hear what you are going to say. I'm very excited. Can I talk about excise and wine? Why we're charged the highest taxation in the EU and in Europe, including Finland and the Scandinavian countries?
Yes, you can. I imagine most listeners will want to talk about excise on fuel, probably ahead of excise on wine. Priorities.
Secondary taxation. We can talk about that. But anyway, yes, talk about wine.
Let me belatedly welcome Gareth Keogh from Wines Direct in Athlone and Mullingar, and also the lovely Lynn Berry, who
Good
is
morning.
Our movie and streaming reviewer.
TV and all of, I'm very entertaining. That's why I get asked. I don't drink the alcohol, I smell the alcohol, but I do bring the entertainment value.
Now, can we start with a bottle that jumps out immediately because it appears, under this light at least, to be orange in colour.
Orange, that's the one going out. That's at the very end. It's actually from Romania. It's over near the Danube Delta, so right beside Ukraine. It is sparkling. It's called Petiance Naturelle. And the reason why it's called is basically what they call it. It's was made by accident years ago, is when the second fermentation, alcoholic fermentation didn't finish. And it starts in the bottle, so the bubbles are natural. So
it looks like pink lemonade.
At the bottom, you do have a little bit of yeast as well. So it's actually probiotic as well. That is true. That's probiotic.
There you go.
There's the excuse for drinking before midday.
Well, if you felt bad about it, you certainly don't now. I mean, gut health and all.
Yeah, gut health and all. What we're talking about here is I just got some summer wines. I changed my mind coming in because everything that's on the news, you're talking about excise going up on fuel. We have also like anyone who's basically into tillage out there, the potatoes are rotting in the field quite literally. So I'm trying to, at this point, manifest or whatever summer. I'm quite lucky. I've got two big Newfoundland dogs, and they're coming in covered. Every time I bring them to the field, they come in covered in mud. I kind of given up. I have to repaint the house now when it stops raining. I decided this in January. It's March. It's going into April now. They're still covered.
As Journey say, don't stop believing. It'll come eventually. So you've tried to capture summer in a bottle.
Yeah. So we got a summer wine coming up. It's Vino Verde. It said it comes from Portugal. Now,
That's this guy
here. It's got a really sort of long bottle as well, and
it's just
it's 1575 in both Mullingar and in Athlone and in Athlone. And just to touch on excise very quickly, because I know people talk about prices and everything else. It's when you buy a bottle of wine for about €10, remember that about over 50% of that goes in taxation. It's very much like a tank of diesel.
Wow.
So the more you actually go up, even if just pay a bit over €10 going towards this is just over 15. The actual quality of juice is better because it's exactly like the farmers here. If you're asked to produce at juice at below cost, it's not going to be that good. It's not going to be that good, or somebody ends up getting done in the done over. So this is the reason why you should be looking between 10 to €16, which is why we're trying to do with these wines today.
Well, even the label manages to capture the summer in a bottle theme.
Because and it's you've eclectic, got, like.
Yeah, it's like a camper van, one of those old Volkswagens.
In the most bizarrely elegant bottle ever, but yet you've got your cool camper vans. Like, I'm already in the summer wearing my cons and my band t-shirts down at the beach.
It's great fun wine, and it's light and lean. So everyone likes Pinot Grigio in those light wines. This is absolutely perfect for it. As I said,
so if I was going to a barbecue and bringing this,
barbecue, absolutely perfectly.
Okay,
absolutely perfectly.
Where are you going for a barbecue in this weather?
You said it was undercover. You said that the wife has a whole woman shed out the back where she barbecues, and we just bring the wine. Is that still not on?
That's
called the dog shed.
That's called the dog shed. the look of mild fear in his eyes there for one second. This is actually great. So it's Vino Verde. It's actually made one grape variety. It's granite soil, but what you really get out of this is it a summer in the glass in the fact that you get just light citrus, lemon, a little bit of pear in there, and then just when you actually drink it on the palate, what it is that it's lean. And what I mean is that it's light, it's zippy, it refreshes, it sort of wakes you up, and that's exactly what you want on a summer's day. What you want to be thinking about this is sitting out the back garden, thinking about having a barbecue. You know, that's sort of like the first day of summer where everyone's got that part in the garden that the sun hits perfectly. Just sitting there, soaking up the up the sunshine.
You've sold it.
Okay.
You've sold it.
Yeah, I'm even buying it. I mean, it smells delicious.
Oh, the smell is very, very strong in the nicest possible way.
Yeah,
instant hit
and
of fruit.
And a sweetness, but a lightness, and it smells kind of summery. I would, yeah. I'm probably the only non-alcohol drinking person that sniffs it and goes,
So on our summer's day, what are we watching?
Oh, on a summer's day, what are we watching? Okay. Well, I have been watching the four-part docu-series called Quiet on Set about the whole Nickelodeon scandal.
Everyone seems to be talking about
it. Yes, yeah, because it's quite the scandal. And I do not know what goes on or why it goes on so much within like TV, and I suppose it's the power dynamics or whatever, but these are very vulnerable kids been seriously taken advantage of by this Dan Schneider guy, who was, for all intents and purposes, he was a giant child in a man's body in terms of his mind and how he wrote these shows, so he was perfect in that regard, but he took his power and used it to sexually assault children, which
One of the reviews here says it reveals a toxic underbelly of abuse, harassment, racism, and sexism.
Yeah.
In Nickelodeon. All institutions.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's your childhood ruined right there. Like, when you think about, like, my teenage years was Nickelodeon, you know, and it was all so fun and innocent and stuff. But when you see some of this under the lens, they then start to show you scenes that are very seemingly innocent until you now see it through the lens of what he was then using it for.
Haven't we seen that, though, with the Jimmy Savile effect, too?
Yes,
whenever
absolutely.
You watch those old clips now,
and you're like, oh,
you
my
see it in a different
God.
Way.
It's in plain sight. And when you see a picture of him, it's a bit like Jimmy Savile said, how did you not know he was what he was? We see a picture of this guy, this man as well.
Yeah.
You say, it's very obvious what I was doing. But a bit like that, Nickelodeon, I'm a bit older because I grew up. We managed to get BBC from the Enniskillen transmitter. That was about as far as we got. We
Love
had
that.
No cable whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it was definitely it was something that that my younger cousins grew up on. Like, this is stuff that was in there, and something I never really you're aware it was there, but it was really just something for kids. It was like all of a sudden finding like Bosco was, you know, it was.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know why, particularly now, obviously the BBC is British, but particularly in America, there seems to be this constant undercurrent of these things happening with anyone with any degree of fame or wealth for whatever reason. And it's something that, as a mother and a woman, I just can't get my head around why. I understand the power dynamics and whatever, but it's seriously, and this really documents it in a way that would, it was so subtle in ways, but so shocking.
And as a viewing experience, and some people may have seen the BBC drama series about Savile.
Yeah.
And Steve Coogan is so
scary.
Good.
Scary. Yes.
It
scary.
Is uncomfortable viewing.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Is this uncomfortable viewing?
I wouldn't say it's as uncomfortable, and probably, it is probably more friendly for kind of later teens, age 16 plus, and it's a really good teaching one, actually. Mm. I would show this to my older teenagers. Yeah, it's a little friendlier, for want of a better word, definitely. But it's a very good viewing, 45 minutes per episode, 4 episodes, easy watch, but a shocking watch.
Quiet on Set. Where can you watch it in Ireland?
In Ireland, Discovery Plus definitely have it. That's where I watched it. But I'm sure if you have Sky and you type it in there, it'll bring it up. I mean, I've seen on my own Facebook a lot of people talking about it. So a lot of people have seen it. So it's accessible anyway. But Discovery Plus 1000% have it.
Lynn Berry and Gareth Keogh are here. And we have more Summer in a Bottle after these.
Rewind. find and review with Wines Direct, celebrating the sheer joy that exceptional wine brings and its power to forge connections among people. WinesDirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
The next wine is called Zuzu. And this comes from where?
It comes from the Rhone Valley. It's a combination of a lot of the grapes you get in the Rhone Valley, like Roussanne and Viognier, but it's also got a bit of Sauvignon in there. Now, this is actually, it's organic, and it's made by a young winemaker who's just started to take on his own vines.
By the way, is there any such thing as inorganic wine anymore?
You can get a lot of inorganic wine. What we were talking about earlier on, if you're forced a farmer to make wine very cheaply, they're going to have to throw a lot of chemicals at the soil in order to increase the yield. Then at which stage you're just... A lot of these wines, for example, they would use, for example, they'll use some sort of spontaneous fermentation or natural yeast. And that way it gives basically tasting like instead of industrial yeast. Why is that important? Because you can get industrial yeast that can basically make it taste like pineapples if you want. Right. At which stage you're just talking that you can, it's like brewing a beer. There's not much thing. The thing about wine is like, if you get one harvest a year, if anyone's a farmer out there, you get one chance.
So as a rule of thumb, the more organic, the more authentic.
Generally speaking, but the organic label that comes from the European Union means that you can farm organically, but then you can put up to 60 different chemicals into the wine as well. And that's why you can get one from 10. That's why you can get a 10 euro organic wine in Tesco. And that's why a lot of winemakers basically just reject the label and said, I'm not doing it. But also as well, you have another functionary coming onto your land with the clipboard saying, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? One guy is just like, are you spraying copper sulfite? And said, no, I don't need to. And said, well,
we really don't know what we're consuming. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you literally do not, and also you also have to have an individual relationship with the guy with the winemaker on the ground, because they can tell you something, they can show you great pictures, but unless you actually work in the soil and walk in the soil and can actually see.
Which is what I do.
I do a lot of traveling around, as much to my brother's chagrin. I love to be doing it. He's not doing it today. Hello, Gavin. He's at home.
Minding the
gruesome twosome. His two lovely children.
Easter holidays must be done.
Yeah, exactly. Easter holidays are definitely on. That's why he's not here today. But going around, just talk to the guys on the ground, and you can. Yeah. You can generally see when people are not doing what they're saying, they say they're going to be doing.
Right.
There's a bit of whitewashing.
So you're like a regulator in a friendlier way. You show up, you make sure that it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's a really good selling point for, because I think sometimes we kind of go now convenience and supermarkets and whatnot, and you can get everything there. So why would I go to an independent? Mm. But obviously, there is that element of, well, there's transparency between you and the winemaker. You know what you're getting. So then the customer can be happier with knowing what they're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much value in that, as particularly today when nothing's transparent.
Instant contrast on Zuzu as compared with the previous wine.
So last one.
Very subtle aroma.
Yeah.
You get more sort of almost like that sort of like real sort of, almost grapefruit in there, and that's for the Viognier and everything else. Now what you're really looking for here is a little bit, not as jumping out of the nose, but when you're talking about tasting with the body and everything else, there's more citrus, there's more citrus to it, there's a little bit more weight to it. And when I talk about weight, is you have light milk, you have full bodied milk. Doesn't people talk about light bodied, full bodied? That's what it literally is. And there's more body to it. This one,
is there more alcohol in it?
No, actually, no. These are both this 12.5% alcohol, and the first one was just 12.5% as well.
Okay.
All these today are lower alcohol wines as well.
Did you see the label? Because it does scream summer.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of, I don't know if it's Gary Larson or Larry Garson who did the Farsight. You remember Farsight? Yeah. So isn't it very...
Yeah, it is.
And since you can't see it, we'll describe it. You've got a kid running along with a net. What's he trying to catch?
A butterfly. Yeah.
Butterfly. Very so, and it's actually Zuzu, because the winemaker Jean, that was his nickname as a kid, Zuzu. He was always running around the place, Zuzu. So they put him on the label, Zuzu.
I love that, just to add to the more authentic element of it.
So you would drink this with what?
I drink that, again, barbecue is absolutely great, but going into Marone, so got a bit more aromatic on the flavours coming in, even though not as much. Anything spicy. in the spice of curry. If you like curry and everything else, you have this because you need something clean and crisp. Yes. And vrump, just cut through the creaminess of the curry and the heat. And
now, all that. Yes, some wines, if you put them in your mouth with a hot curry, the whole thing explodes.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
this
I can imagine. Yeah.
Will have a neutralizing effect.
Yeah.
Which is refreshing. What you want.
Oh, so exactly. That's exactly what you want. But for me, a bit more weight to that. A bit more anything else. And
okay, so think Zuzu and Vindaloo.
Vindaloo. Zuzu, Vindaloo. Very good, very good.
Yeah, there you go.
And yes, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
So what are we watching with our Zuzu?
So with the Zuzu, we're going to go to Files of the Unexplained on Netflix. I think, again, Netflix is something that most people have, so it's accessible. But it's again, a four-parter, about 45 minutes, and they're all individual stories of, like, aliens. There was one really, really good one about hauntings on this plantation in America. It's fantastic. It's just so... You have the people who work there talking about what they've seen. Then you've got these paranormal investigators that stay quite regularly, so you kind of get their side of it. And then you've got a scientist who's talking about, you know, she's dissecting the photographs, and some of the photographs were maybe done through an app. And you know the way people will, you know, exaggerate these things, particularly with social media, because you put up a picture of a ghost. Like at my wedding, we got married in Kennedy Castle, we absolutely captured a picture of a ghost right behind my dad. I have the picture to the, I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, what does your ghost look like?
Well, it is a little bit hard to make it out, but it's definitely, listen, and this was me yesterday laughing at some of the people, like going, oh yeah, this is definitely a ghost. And I'm like, it's clearly not, but
you
okay.
You clearly put your finger over the lens.
Yeah,
something like that. Or
how much Zuzu did you have that day?
Remember, I don't drink alcohol, so I was completely sober. And just to add to it, we went to bed that night. My husband drinks just very moderately. He had some beers, so I left the toilet light on in the suite and turned off obviously the main overhead in the room. And when we woke up the next morning, my husband had never moved, and the light was off in the bathroom, and in the main room it was on, and all the wardrobe doors and drawers were open. So
how
I was
heavy,
like, how
sleepers are you?
I would consider myself incredibly light.
Okay.
Honestly, because, you know, we don't get much sleep with Max and that, so I'm in and out of sleep all the time. So, but I am telling you, I am absolutely convinced of the spiritual and supernatural world, and have seen some of it myself. But this episode is very, look, just to see the plantation, to see how it was handed down. And then you also have a very interesting talk point, which is, you know, African Americans talking about how they're still using it to make money off the back of slavery. Mm. You know, so I think that's quite interesting, because it's not something you'd automatically think. So one lady was on saying, you know, these were my you know, great grandparents and their family and generation who were literally bludgeoned to, one of them was bludgeoned to death there. And now they're, but then do we lose that history if we don't allow people in to visit it and talk about it? Because I think those things are as unsavory as they are. Yeah. Need to be talked about, because, and I think the fact that we became open to talking about them, a lot of people became aware and therefore were like, absolutely not, this can't go on. So, you know, you're kind of on the fence on that, kind of going, oh God, like, you don't want to upset anyone, but also, are we at risk of losing a really rich history, even though it's a very sordid past?
So what range of topics are explored?
So you have aliens, and the alien one is very interesting as well, because of course it's 1970s America, late 60s, early 70s. So I'm guessing that's when all these extraterrestrials did make contact.
Can I ask a question? Like, why did they always appear to some hillbilly with three teeth out of nowhere?
It's two Louisianans.
Yeah, because he's the guy who's going to fly up the ship's hull on Independence Day.
Can I say there seems to be a correlation between moonshining and where they make moonshining, and
yes,
and where they see UFOs.
Yeah. Odd, that.
Yeah, strange. Yeah.
It is odd, and I'm not convinced of, you know, I'm not convinced about aliens, but of course I'm open to the idea. I mean, how do we exist? What is our consciousness? All of these things. Like, I'm open.
Yeah, I imagine,
I'm not convinced.
I imagine there's something out there, but to say that, like, when you actually look at the physics of actually trying to travel from something far, far away, to say that they actually came here and they came all this way with all this technology and said, hey, what we're going to do, and say, let's wreck Cletus heads. Let's mess with Cletus down there.
Exactly, yeah. Why take Cletus? Why not go directly to, you know, whoever is seemingly in charge in America and be like, here, listen, we can do some trade with our technology and stuff.
So does this series cast a critical eye over all of these stories?
I mean, it does. Now, it's very balanced. So you do have the scientists, you do have the cynics, you do have, but you have the real believers. So you do get a bit of a, it's not biased, now I'll give it that. And it left me thinking, particularly on the aliens, I'm like, oh, but then when you see some of the eyewitnesses, you're like, hold on. Like they had a part where they had microphones in the police thing that recorded them when they were left alone.
Yeah.
And one of them was terrified to within an inch of their lives. Their story never changed.
Is that more of a psychiatric issue then?
Like the folie à deux situation, perhaps.
Yeah.
Because one was much more steadfast and like, yeah, no, it was crazy, but he was fine. The other guy was like, oh my God, what just happened?
But I think as well, there's got some people who are actually really wanting these UFOs to come down, which I never really understood because...
Yeah, like satanic panic in America. Yeah. And I said that to my husband. Mm. It always seemed to be late 60s, early 70s, particular places in America where it was a particular thing that...
It was a symptom of something else or something else that was happening in society that people were afraid of. And
like the Banshee in Omelai Street.
Yeah.
Like you cannot talk to any person in Omelai Street in Tullamore that has not seen and or knows someone who has seen, allegedly, the Banshee. Because we all had the stories of the Banshee, you know, down the years. And so it became a thing. And you have people that will absolutely, like... as my father would say, go to the foot of our stairs to tell you that they, on no uncertain terms, seen the Banshee.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's before Zuzu came to Ireland.
There you go. So, too much altar wine.
Speaking of Zuzu and things that sound like it, Mary Lou has to be here in just a few moments, so we may wrap up our discussions. But there is one more wine, very, very quickly, if you fancy something a wee bit different.
A wee bit different. So we're actually going to Romania for this one. This is right beside the Danube Delta, so right up beside Ukraine. This is actually made with Bebeșcă Negra. It is called Petnat, which basically means it means natural sparkling. And do you have a glass there? And essentially this is...
I had to empty out this glass for my sins.
Everyone sees me on the road later on. I've got a spittoon in front of me, which cameras are here. I do spit.
We'll edit
that. So essentially what happens is that you crush the grapes when they get harvested. You then freeze them down until spring, and then you add natural yeast to them from their natural yeast, which they can actually get. That's the reason why you get a bit of cloudiness in it.
You can smell the yeast.
A bit of briochiness around that. But also what you should be getting out of that is some strawberries, ice creams, just completes another summer fruit. And that for me is...
Yeah,
I guess in there.
And it's an artisan wine.
It is an artisan wine. It's actually probiotic, as I said, because it's natural yeast into it and everything.
Yeah,
it also does have alcohol into it. So be warned. People talk to me about sulfites and everything else. It's still a registered thing, still alcohol.
But is it a quirky purchase, or would you have an occasion or a food or something
I would say it's €22. So at which stage you're getting up into some... if people are bored of Prosecco or sparkling, because generally Irish people are talking about Prosecco, they're talking about sparkling wine. Mm. This is something off. Also, because it's got a beer cap on top of it, it's a lot easier
to open. That's so cool.
And of course, if you want to say some Mary Lou, if it's got a cage on it, it's a double taxation on top of it. Seriously, highest tax.
Yes, you might have said that twice before already.
But essentially, what you're going into light bubbles. And you're going into something that's summery. But if you want Prosecco and just want to move on to something else without, again, €22 is a bit of a thing. It's without breaking the bank. In the fridge, it is absolutely summer. It's absolutely summer in the bottle. The actual label itself, it's got a picture of a crane, which is indigenous there. And what's great, it's an Italian winemaker who went down there, and rather than just buying vines, and he had babushkas, grannies, basically growing vegetables in between the vines. Instead of throwing them off the land, he actually worked with them to actually go somewhere else. So this is a proper locally produced product as well. A great value and just something different. And it's summer in a bottle, and God,
Don't we need
if
it
I was
right?
going Absolutely. To any of my cool friends' houses, like, I'm picking that up. Like, it's a cool bottle. It looks really deadly.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, it's very cool. It smells great. Like, and it does look like summer in a bottle. Mm. It really does. It looks like punch.
It really does. But yeah. And again, taste of it reminds me of strawberries, ice cream, summer pud, all that sort of stuff, great red fruit that you get at summertime. Yeah. And listen, this is exactly what we need.
Bring on the fine weather, fingers crossed. But in the meantime, check out winesdirect.ie in Athlone and in Mullingar. Gareth Kyo and Lynn Berry, thank you as
Thanks,
always
Will.
For
thank
your time.
You.
Thank you.
Rewind and review with Wines Direct, redefining the wine retail experience with our witty charm and lively personalities. winesdirect.ie. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.